The president, who promised to bring U.S. troops home from Iraq...
After nearly 9 years, America's war in Iraq will be over.
...is sending 1,500 additional forces to boost the training and equipping of Iraq's military in the fight against Islamic State militants.
What it signals is a new phase.
Mr. Obama appeared on CBS's Face the Nation television program.
We're now in a position to start going on some offense. The airstrikes have been very effective in degrading ISIL's capabilities and slowing the advance that they were making. Now what we need is ground troops, Iraqi ground troops, that can start pushing them back.
Many Republican critics of the president continue to doubt the ability of Iraqi forces to stand up to the Islamic State, even with U.S. and international support. Congressman Daryl Issa.
When it comes to the Sunni-Shia divide that the Maliki government created, it makes it very, very hard to put together the kind of military units that they should have. That remains to be seen of whether or not the substantial portion of that 800,000 people we trained are willing to fight. The fact is, by the time they started fleeing, we were down to 250,000.
The Pentagon says the added U.S. forces will train 9 Iraqi military brigades and 3 Kurdish Peshmerga brigades over the coming year. Meanwhile, U.S. airstrikes against Islamic State positions continue. While boosting U.S. forces deployed to Iraq, President Obama continues to insist American troops will not be engaged in combat there. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.